This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Premier Blue is the world's biggest round blue diamond, and it's up for auction at Sotheby's in Hong Kong today. Bidding could hit $19 million. Sally Herships explores the enduring allure of big-ticket diamonds.
Who spends $20 million on a diamond? That could buy 53 Rolls Royces or a massage every day for 547 years.
Dealers who eventually are going to sell these diamonds see them as a long-term investment.
Rob Bates is senior editor of JCK, Jewelry Industry News.
Yeah, people who collectors, people who just love pink and blue diamonds.
Then there are people who buy them in financially volatile times, like in the classic film Auntie Mame. When the Great Depression hits, one of the characters, Vera Charles, is glad she invested in jewels.
Mame, I'm afraid you're wiped out. We all are.
But everyone said I was such a fool spending all my money at Tiffany's.
But just how conservative an investment are diamonds?
Diamonds are only worth something if you can get somebody else to buy them from you.
Paul Swinand, equity analyst with Morningstar.
Other than some industrial processes, they don't really serve much purpose.
But they sure do look good. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.